Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, it is about that time for Mythbusters. And this week, right, I'm so excited to get into this convo. We are chatting to entrepreneur and philanthropist hailing all the way from UK, founder of Vitae. Now, this is a reputable watch brand originating all the way from London and being sold online and in major retailers. Vitae translates to life, and each watch sold supports a child's life by providing key resources for education, whether that's in South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria. This watch brand is really doing some massive stuff. And this gentleman has been featured on the likes of Forbes, BBC, CNN, TEDx, and his watches are owned by the likes of Richard Branson, Ava DuVernay, and the president of Ghana, right? It's not just anyone that we have in studio today. His watches are also stocked in major retailers in the US, like Macy's and Nordstrom. I'm talking to the one and only William Adwasi. William, welcome to Mythbusters. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Has someone ever told you that you have a voice for radio?
I've heard it once or twice before.
Would you ever go into radio?
Maybe one day. Who knows the future, eh?
No, listen, with the stuff that you've done, I believe that anything is possible.
Thank you so much.
Your watch has been doing some amazing stuff. Please take me back to where that all started. You know, how did this even happen? Where were you?
Yeah, so the watch brand started in 2016. Mm-hmm. Prior to the watch brand, I was working in the city as a recruitment consultant. So yeah, I was just working your bog standard 9-to-5 job. And it got to a point where I guess I just had enough of that industry and that particular role.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was looking for more, something with more depth. I wanted my next step to have a purpose with it as well. So yeah, that's when the idea of Vitae came about. And in that season, I realized my deep love for watches. And I thought, why not combine my love for watches with also the fact that my dad was the first in my family line to learn to read and write. So he actually grew up in a village in Ghana, in West Africa. And it's just powerful that education was there to break, I guess, generational strongholds in our family. So
yeah.
I wanted to do that for more people. So combine my love for watches with my love for supporting children through education, and Vitae London was birthed.
Wow. And tell me about, you know, just supporting kids you provide key resources for education, right? Mm-hmm. This is South Africa, Ghana, and Nigeria. Why these three countries?
Yeah, funnily enough, the very first city where we supported children for education, and we still do, is Port Elizabeth here in South Africa. Yes. So the charity that we partner with is called House of Wells. And their vision was to start at the very southern part of Africa and work their way up the continent like a flame. So Port Elizabeth being the most southern city they wanted to begin with, and we've been supporting children in Port Elizabeth since 2016. So we even have watches named after Warmer and Klein School townships here in Port Elizabeth as well.
Sure.
And so yeah, that's the genesis of it, and it's worked its way up to, it's more than the countries listed. So we've supported children in Zimbabwe, in Lesotho, in Uganda as well, Ghana and Nigeria. So we just partner with particular charities. We understand their needs, and yeah, we're just there to fill in the gap.
Wow, wow, wow. Some amazing work, William. I'm really in awe. And our listeners have questions, right, about what it takes to run a business, but also whether it's necessary to have a physical store or just to operate online, right? Mm. So I want to get into these myths.
Of course.
As we get right into Mythbusters. The first one is that most people shop online these days. That's the myth that people have come up with. Do you think that that's true, or, you know, it's completely untrue?
So the stats show that there is a rise in percentage of people shopping online in general.
Yeah.
But especially in different regions in the world, it still hasn't overtaken the in-store purchases.
Wow.
So people are still buying in-store to a heavy degree. Now, I guess the major thing people need to analyze and understand is just the cost of the upfront cost of starting your own store.
Right.
And I think the power of the digital space is that instead of putting, say, 100,000 rand into a store, imagine if you were to put that into targeted adverts on Facebook or on Instagram or TikTok to reach your particular market. from that data, you're able to then scale a business because you can see that, okay, it cost us X amount to purchase, acquire a customer, we can scale accordingly. Whereas you don't often get that same level of data if you were to pull it straight into a brick and mortar store.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I think there's a power in a combined approach, an approach which starts and leads with digital, but with the objective with long term being where the people are, which is still physically shopping. People like to touch and feel what they're about to purchase.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it sounds like what you're saying as well is that when you end up opening up a physical store, you reach a specific level, if that almost makes sense. And this brings me to the second myth that our listeners came up with, which is that having a physical store makes you more legit. Like if you're online, then you're not a real business. You're not a real company. You know, is that true?
I think it's a beautiful thing to understand and analyze. And the beauty of the physical store, yes, it does enhance credibility, but there are many other markers of credibility. So for instance, our brand is viewed as more credible because people like the president of Ghana have worn our watches, Richard Branson, etc. So yes, a physical store is a marker of credibility, but it's not the only marker of credibility. There are other ways and other forms of expressing credibility to your potential customers. So I don't want people rushing to have a store purely for that, because there are other ways to show that you're a legitimate business.
That makes a lot of sense as well. And I mean, our final myth, because a lot of people then also feel as though when you get a physical store, there's all this money that's being put into it. So you kind of make more money online, right? So they say that online stores will make more money than physical stores. I think you kind of sort of touched on this one a little bit in the beginning. Do you think that that's true?
I think there's some truth in it. I think especially if you haven't hit a certain level of scale, you can make more money online where you don't have to outlay a lot of money up front.
Yeah.
But I think once you do hit a higher level of scale, where you're turning over enough to be able to stomach the cost of the store where it's not detrimental to your business, I think at that point it is advisable to look into that as an opportunity. And I think there's other ways to be in store. So for example, with my business, we're in stores such as Macy's and Nordstrom. So we're in over 40 cities across the US with our watches. And that isn't with me having to outlay and build physical stores in all those locations.
Right.
So I think it's wise to, not only look to start your own store, but look at unique and great ways to partner. For instance, if you're a watch brand and you see there's a sunglasses brand doing well, why not approach them and say, hey, we'd love to have a stand within your store. That way you can share the cost. So I think long-term aim is to try and be in physical stores. But you should always think and analyze around ways in which this could be done in a way that's the most cost effective.
Wow, William, I really wish we had more time. Now, before I let you go, where can we get a hold of you? Maybe someone's looking to really partner with Vitae, or perhaps get a watch. How can we get a hold of you?
100%. So, people can reach me directly across all social media platforms. My full name is William Adwesi, so that's A-D-O-A-S-I. So Alpha Delta Oscar Alpha Sierra India. So William Adwesi on all social media platforms. And the business Vitae London, V-I-T-A-E, followed by London, again across all social media platforms.
Amazing. William Adwesi, thank you so much just for sharing a lot of insights on this. I think our listeners are really going to appreciate this one. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.